We learned, whoever remembers before Pesach, before Sukkot, we learned all about Fainata Fainachtav, Sheikh brings the get, Fainata Fainachtav. Now we're going to Gemara. My time, what's the reason a shliach has to say b'funa nata b'funa? So we're going to push it now. Rabba Amar, Rabbi Sheim B'kin L'shma. Rabba says, oh, people in Chutz Laretz don't know about L'shma. Let's see Rashi right away. Let's see Rashi. Rabbi Sheim B'kin L'shma. Oh, before I go on, I asked you a pair in a funny way. Learn a little piece of Gemara, then skip a little piece and learn a little piece. The mid part of this Gemara here is going to take us a month. And it's about Eidus and everything, but it's not about really finding out about that though. So we're going to learn it soon, but I want to get this part in first. So Rashi says, we'll find out about Nechta. Rashi says, Ein b'nei minis hayam b'nei Torah. People in Medinas Hayam were not b'nei Torah. That means the time of the Gemara. If you lived in Israel, you were a Ben Torah. If you lived in Babylonia, you were Ben Torah. If you lived anyplace else, you weren't the Ben Torah. Then Yodim Shitzoch lived to get L'shem Ha'isha. And they didn't know you have to write get L'shma, L'shem Ha'isha. Ukraksif, it's a pasuk. The Kasav La, Sefer Krisus. La, L'shma. La, Dain L'shma. So the people in Chutz La'aretz didn't know this halacha. Yes.
Why is Bavel also not an exception to this?
We're going
to
learn about that later, but Bavel were very learned people. Okay? You know, there was a Talmud Bavli, a Talmud Yishalmi.
Yeah, so
we're in Babylonian times here, so the people in Bavel were learned, and the people in Yisrael were learned. So we're not talking about Bavel, we're not talking about Yisrael. We're talking about Chutz La'aretz.
So Bavel would...
Bavel, they were learned people, and they knew about Lishma. Okay?
Technically, Rabbi, this is just a hobby, right?
What?
Right
now we have to, so I don't want to get into this now, but we'll get into it soon. Rekiva Eger says you have to learn two separate pieces of Gemara and make believe like they're not even attached. So right now we're following Rekiva Eger and we're learning this Gemara here. People in Chutz La'aretz didn't know about Lishma. Ukraksiv, because they have created this Lishma. Hilkach. Omer Shriach b'fayin nechta b'fayin nechta. The Shriach says b'fayin nechta b'fayin nechta. Omer Meila Shalinan Lay. Now, Rashi is bothered by a question. We're worried about Lishma, right? So the Shriach comes in and says b'fayin nechta b'fayin nechta. How do you know it's Lishma? How do you know it's Lishma? What? So Rashi says they're going to ask him. Omer Meila Shalinan Lay. They're going to ask him im nechta b'lishma. They ask him whether it was written Lishma, and he says, yes. As you understand, that this is a very hard Rashi. I mean, you know, like, the Mishnah is missing the whole point. We're worried about Lishma. So the Rabbanan said, you must say, find out, find out. And so what? Oh, then we're going to ask him. The Mishnah seems to be that we find out, find out, says it. So, in tomorrow's Mamakimus, or Wednesday's Mamakimus, you can have a Ron, and a Ramban, and Tosfos, and it's a whole machokas. How do you know from a funny necklify necklav Lishma? But Rashi says, right now, Rashi says, oh, you don't know. But once they say, but funny necklify necklav, then you ask them, was it Lishma? Instead of them coming in and just asking them, is it Lishma? Rashi has this whole what we call a dreidel.
So
we'll
what's the point of asking him, or what's the point of him saying it?
What's the point of him saying it if we're going to ask him? Yes.
Do we also say that it's not about the question of the Rabbah, it's a Baki Lishma. They were Baki. They thought they knew it, but they didn't actually know. So when he asked, was it Lishma? He thought it was, but it wasn't actually Lishma. Can we just say that?
Tell me again.
The whole question of Rabbah is saying Baki Lishma. They were Baki Lishma. When Rashi just says, he asked him, he says, yeah, so Lishma, he thought it was Lishma. We know that he wasn't because they close our arms.
So that means they knew what Lishma was. They just didn't hold of it.
Correct.
Right?
Can you say that, though?
So,
that's my question, exactly.
Yeah, so therefore, they say, if I not, and the Bezdin would say to them, was it Lishma? They know what Lishma is, they just don't hold of it. Sure. They know what it is.
I see.
That's all according to Rashi. Yes.
So according to this Rashi, or just in general, if not for them needing to sit in front of the house, does the divorce need to take place in front of a Besdin?
Divorce?
Yeah.
And what?
Does it need to be given in front of a Besdin?
We're going to see later on in the Gemara. And now we're going to see later in the Gemara, is it only when a Shriach does it, or when anyone does it? It's all in the Gemara later, okay? Yes?
Rabbi, is it Mashma? It seems like it's Mashma from this Rashi that, according to Rabba, you don't really even need to say B'fanei Nechem.
How do you see this in this Rashi?
All Rashi cares about is Ksiva L'Shma. Meaning, what is the... According to Rabba, why do you have to say anything about a signature?
Okay, very good. Gemara's
going to
ask that later.
Even in Bar and Gimel, it's...
Gemara will ask later.
Right, but even that, it's a problem.
It'll be the same question. Just like in Kiyom, we need Ksima for Ksima, we got to do that for Ksima. The same thing with Shema. What do you need Ksima for? All you need is Ksima.
And I guess for both of them, what...
And so it'll be the same thing. And also, do you need Ksima or Shema? We're going to see.
Even if you need
a
Chassim Lishma, what does that even mean?
What?
What is Chassim
Lishma? Okay, to answer that question, we're going to learn Rav Akiva Eiger. Ready? I got you covered. Okay? Everything's covered. But it'll take time to learn it all. You can't learn it all on the first day. Okay? Yes?
I don't understand. What was Rebbe's question on Rashi? What does, according to Rashi, what's
according
the
to Rashi, this mission is missing the point.
It's missing the point, but there's nothing else that we could have said instead. Right? Rashi says. Rashi,
if we're
going to
ask, so if I want to argue on this Rashi, which I would never do, I mean, I would say, so let a Shriach bring it, and then ask him, was it written with Shema? Why does he have to say anything?
And skip the Bafana stuff?
Yeah. The only reason why he's saying Bafana is they should ask him, it's with Shema. So what do you got to say Bafana for?
Because maybe that's just by like the rule. Shliach is given.
Shliach comes,
and maybe he says it.
Why?
Regardless of...
But Rabbah says because of Lishma, and Rashi says, how do you know Lishma? They'll ask him, so just ask him. Don't say anything, just ask him. We'll see. We'll learn everything, yes.
Why do we believe him when he says yes, according to Rashi?
I don't understand your question.
Why would we, when he says yes, it was written Lishma, why would we believe him that he even knows that it was Lishma?
Why shouldn't we believe him?
So, is he giving Eidos when he says yes?
Yes.
But then why is it... I guess that's what Rashi says in the last line. I think you should just say Lishma straight out.
Right.
No.
Or Kami Mefarish, my time by Itzur Konami Lameimah Lishma. The Gemara is going to ask later, why don't you have to say Vainata Lishma? That's the Gemara is going to ask later. 1 second.
Another wedding.
No, but that's like 1970s music.
Sure, Nixon.
70s.
Sure, Nixon.
Maybe to answer up Rashi a little bit, we could say that if we just went straight to the question, was it written in the Shema? And he says, in, right? Like, what's your opinion to say it was written in the Shema? Must be, since you said b'fanei nechtam, that you were actually there, that you know it happened in front of you, therefore, when you say in, it holds credence. When you say in, that it was
okay,
in the Shema,
maybe, it's maybe, we'll see. Maybe. Yes.
How the fact that he was saying b'fanei nechtam is assuming that he knows what he's talking about. You said that, but also the fact that he's assuming he knows what he's talking about. Meaning, yes, if he has strong haters on it, I mean, obviously he's asking, but the whole reason that the works is because since he's saying it, we assume he knows what he's talking about. That it doesn't actually want
okay,
to give
we'll see. We'll see soon. We'll see. Yes?
Could it be that the funny enough was to determine the fact that he was there?
That's what he just said.
Okay.
And once you determine he was there, then you believe him about Lishma. But if you don't determine he was there, you don't believe him, which could be. But it's a very hard svara to say.
Anything, it should have just been...
Why didn't he just say it all at
the same time? Yeah, what?
So if anything, why didn't he just say, you should just walk in and say, B'fanei nechtav Lishma, B'fanei...
That the Gemara asks later.
He seems like more of like a Chakira by Beis than Eidos. The fact that they ask him, it's like... Don't they ask him a million questions when he gives an
answer? But we see, that can't be. Sounds good, but it can't be. And we're going to learn why it can't be. But it can't be. Yes?
Is it
the strategy to get him to come to Bezdin? The Rashi later on by the Funai Kama Nosimlo specifically says that it's specifically a Shliach who says Funai Nacham, that you have the rules that apply with if it's two or three. So maybe had I not had this, then maybe he could have just given the get without there being a Bezdin there, and then there'd be no way to ask him. So the only reason that we're saying Funai Nacham.
So this is a follow up on your question from before. We'll see. But only a Shliach has a Bezdin or someone else also has a Bezdin. We'll see. Rav Amar Lefish Ein Edim Mitzuyin Kaimai. Rav says Lefish Ein Edim Mitzuyin Kaimai. A shliach brings a get, and do we need kiyum on the get? Do we need kiyum really?
No.
Not really. When do you need kiyum? When the Baal's Ma'arer. So when the shliach comes here, and the Baal's Ma'arer, well, the Baal's Ma'arer here, and they wrote the get in Australia. And they won't be able to be a kiyum. So therefore, there's a takanas chachamim that the shliach says b'fanei naklafai naklav, and that's its kiyum. And once that's its kiyum, you can't be ma'arer anymore. Okay, that's very important. I say this because you learned the Torah's Gittin, and Torah's Gittin says that you got to know this in this Gemara, but you have to know this Gemara. That if you hold like Rava, Levisha ain't any Mitsuyin Kaimai. So what happens? The Shia says, Fine Nakta. So what? So what does that do for us?
Now the Baal
can be Ma'ara. Now the Baal can be Ma'ara. Because what's the Baal going to say? Mizuyev, no. We have Kiyam on this already, but Fine Nakta. Let's see Rashi. Levisha ain't any Mitsuyin Kaimai. Ain't Shayaris Mitsuyas Misham Lakan. There's nobody traveling back and forth. Shim Yavi Abal Viar Lomarov Kasaptiv, Shu Aidim and Suyim Lahaka Kasimus Aidim Vemino Shriach. There's no one. So I forgot who it was, but someone told me in Seder today, hey, it's not only then, it's today also. You can't travel between Israel and America. No? You travel with you as an American today?
I love America.
I know, I'm just saying, you know. Who told me that today? Busy. Yeah. Ukamo Parak, Ben Lerav, Ben Lerav, Leboy Trey. Then the Gemara is going to ask, you know, this is one aid. If you need aid, you need two aid. What's one aid? The Gemara is going to ask, you should have to have two aid. Yes?
Can I ask you a question about the Torah's Kitten?
Not yet.
Oh, I thought we
just got it. No. Not close. Yes.
Bring your Rashi within Rava. Would we also ask if, like, a separate question of what is written in the Shema? Like, maybe Rava's not saying bonbon.
Okay, so now, in the beginning of this Gemara, what he's saying is, in the beginning of this Gemara, what's this machokas about? So you have to say Pashit. Right now, you have to say Pashit. That Rava and Rava are just arguing on Mitzias. Rava says, hey, everyone knew about Lishma. Therefore, there's nothing to worry about Lishma. Rabbi says, oh, people traveled back and forth. No worry about Kiyum. That's starting off, you have to learn like that. Okay? So there's no problem. Rabbi doesn't have Rabbi's problem, and Rabbi doesn't have Rabbi's problem. There's no problem.
But what he said is necessarily the extra question of was it written in Lishma?
No, we have a new Lishma. Okay. So that's how you have to learn right now, that they each don't agree with the other one's mitzias, really. Frankly, Gemara, let's go on with this. Anyway, my benayo, what will be a case where the difference between Abaya, Rabba and Rabba? So that's Gemara, three and a half communities. Ika benayo, dasuya betray. Two people bring the get. If two people bring the get, then is there a problem if the Baal is Ma'arer?
No,
those two people can make kiyum. Two people bring the get. Very good. Tosos asked that question.
What?
Inami. And there's very good answers to that question. But not today. Inami. Medina b'Eretz Yisrael. In Israel, if you had different cities that people didn't travel to. So according to Rabba, would you say Fainatam?
No.
According to Rava?
Yes.
Inami, Baosa Medina, Bemedina Sayam. in the same Medina and Medina Sayyam. According to Rabba, would you say it?
Yeah.
Yes.
According to Rabba, would you say it?
No.
No. Yes.
Why didn't the Gemara just bring two? I think we've come up with a fourth Nafkamin and two. So why don't you just bring one Nafkamin for each side?
I have no idea how to answer that question. No idea whatsoever how to answer that question. Sorry.
And wouldn't it be a fair thing to say that another Nafkamin would be a get was written in Babel and then was brought to Eretz Yisrael? According to
Rav,
that would be a good get. According to
Rabba, you would. Well, that's what that's the Medina Bereshit. That's the answer. That's the answer, right? That's the answer.
Uh-huh.
That's the answer to that. That's the same thing.
That's included in
Medina and Medina Bereshit Yisrael. That means in the two places where they believe in it, so it's the same.
But the Gemara also could have been read that it was specifically talking about when Eretz
Yisrael
was in two places.
Yeah, but it's the same idea. It's the same Nafkamina.
Fine.
Yes.
Do you need Kim Fo or just the ability to do Kim?
What?
Do you need to have Kim Fo or you need the ability to do it?
Where's the Kim Fo?
Well, it seems like we're saying that if you have two guys there,
yeah.
Somehow that, if according to Rava, if you have two people there, then you wouldn't need to say it.
That means you have to do nothing. Right?
So it means what, it happens right away? You don't have to
That means she's Megureshes. And if the Baal is Ma'ara, you need Kiyam. Like a regular get, a normal get.
So is that the same thing that if he's Ma'ara, then you say Bifanai Nachtam?
No. Once he's Ma'ara, you have to have Kiyam.
But you say that before he's Ma'ara?
If you say Bifanai Nachtam, it's before Ira.
Okay.
If you don't say Bifanai Nachtam, then it's good until there's Ira.
And then
you have to have Kiyam Shtaros.
A regular Kiyam Shtaros.
Yeah.
How long does the
Baal
have to be
Mara?
Okay.
How long does he have to be Mara? Probably forever.
Really?
Yeah.
So why don't we just do Kiyam always right away to prevent him from doing that?
Also, if that happens, then how do you have to do Rabban?
Tysus asked that. Tysus gives two answers to that. One is called Shriach. And one aim who's a nachud is a bezin, so we have a deraisa, and we don't make him do it because of those two reasons.
Do
we know that once already? Okay, let's go on this Rashi. So Rashi gonna talk about the differences. The suya betray. Mishneim nasu shluchim legarsha. The two people. So what's the suya betray? Two people bring it. According to Rava, what's going to be the din? According to Rava, they give the get, and what do they say?
Nothing.
Two people bring ashluchim. Two people are shliachs. The get yotze mitachdei shneihem, and the get comes out of their hands. Now, what does the get come out of their hands mean? Okay, it means like it says, they're both shliachs. And they're both holding on to the get, and they both give her the get from their hands, and in that's the case where you wouldn't say b'fani nachta b'fani nachta. Rashi's saying that when the Gemara says, according to Rav, there's a case you don't say b'fani nachta b'fani nachta, that's going to be the case where two people bring it, both people are shluchim, and both people are holding on to it. Okay, now. A lot of people make a mistake in this Rashi because they just don't learn the Gemara in the Tev Zion. Because Rashi says they both have to hold on to it. Why do they both have to hold on to it? Well, the Rashi and the Tev Zion ask this question. We'll see in a second. But Rabbi Bai Lamei, according to Rabbi, you have to say it. Why do you have to say it according to Rabbi? Because they're bringing a chutzkart. It might not be Shema. But Rabbi Bai Lamei, Mashish Neimim. It's two. If the Baal is Ma'arer, Harei Mitzuyim Mekaimo, they're Mitzuyim Mekaimo. Like I told you, that if two bring it, all we're worried about is Ir Baal. If there's Ir Baal, then they're going to be here and they'll be Mekaim. Frektosos what?
How they always there.
What?
They're not
going to stay. They're not going to, as Tosos says, Ata Bekeepa Taloloi? What's Ata Bekeepa Taloloi?
Put them in a cage.
What?
Put them in a cage.
Right. You put them in a cage and lock them up forever? You don't. They come here and they go home. So what's Rashi talking about? We'll talk about that. But that's what Rashi says. Now, why does Rashi say this case is talking about where two people are shluchim and two people, and they're both holding on to it when they give it to her? Now, what if you wouldn't? If you wouldn't read this Rashi, I mean, you wouldn't read Rashi, Asuya Beitrei, if two people bring it, according to Rav, you don't have to say, what would you say happened? What would you say is the story if two people bring it? What would you say? What's the other, is there another way of looking at the story?
One guy was the shliach and they both said the fun enough.
No. It went together and one guy's holding it.
So, one guy is the shliach. He's coming with another person. Or one guy, they're both shluchim, they're both shliachs, but one guy gives it, okay? And we would think maybe if one guy gives it, you also don't have to say fa'inechlem, fa'inechlem. Why not? What? Because Eyum Suyin Kaim, you have two people for Kiyum. Rashi says for some reason that this Gemara is saying that according to Rava, in order not to say fa'inechlem, fa'inechlem, two people have to be shluchim, and two people have to give it with their hands. And the question is why? If the problem is ein eim suyin kaimai, why do two people have to give it with their hands? Ein eim suyin kaimai, so you have to say. So this is a Rashi and Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara and Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, you turn to Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, and at the end of the Gemara, you want to talk about there where if you say b'fayin nechtav, you don't say b'fayin nechtav. We say b'fayin nechtav, you don't say b'fayin nechtav. Is that kosher?
No.
What is it if there's two shluchim? The Gemara says one could say b'fayin nechtav and one could say b'fayin nechtav. If there's two shluchim. Now, but the Gemara says, if both, Mishnah says, one says fine nephtah, one says nephtah, puzzle. But if they both, if the Gemara says, Amashimor Yudah, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Goshan El Shein HaGet Yozim Tav Dei Shneim. That's if both are not holding on to it. I will get yotzei mitachzei shneihem kosher. If the get is in, they're both holding on to it, and they both give it to the lady, one could say b'fanei nechtav, and one could say b'fanei nechtav. Okay? Now, the Gemara says this. Alma kasavar. We see from here you hold. Shneihem sheviu get memdias hayam. Ein tzrichim reimer b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Two people. If two people bring, you don't have to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Who's that like? Rava. That's our Gemara. Two people bring, you don't have to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. So what does the Gemara mean here? That means just saying b'fanei nechtav is not good, is nothing. Just saying b'fanei nechtav is nothing. So if two people are holding on to get, and one says b'fanei nechtav, one says b'fanei nechtav, why is that good? Why is that good? Because you don't have to say anything. Because you don't have to say anything. In that case, you don't have to say anything. So that's good. Now, what's good about it, we won't get into now. But it's good because you don't have to say anything. Therefore, the Gemara says, get yotze metachas yidei shneihem. If they're both holding onto it and give it, they don't even have to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. You don't have to say. Why? Eidim mitzvah l'kaima. Yes.
But
if that's true, then why there's no point of saying
nothing
for nothing in general? I mean, it's just regular kiyum staros. So if you don't need to say for nothing for nothing, you're still doing regular kiyum. You have eight of
them there, it's just regular kiyum staros. There's no kiyum staros either. But then the two eight of them don't say for nothing for nothing. Then it gets kosher,
and you have to bow as ma'arer, they'll make kiyum.
Two then what's the point that there's no point of defining up from here in general, because we're not worried about anything?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, that's rubber. If there's two, if you're not worried about Kiyum, then you don't have to say anything. That's the point of rubber. In Eretz Yisrael, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in one town edge or whatever it's called, you don't have to say anything. Because Eidim Suyin Kaima, you don't say anything. Yes.
Are we saying that when the two guys bring it and they hold it in their hand together and one says Pana Nephthalim, one says Pana Nephthalim, the reason it's kosher is because they didn't really need to say that at all?
That's what the Gemara says. Alma Kesavar Shtayim Shevyu Get Mimnit Hayam Ein Tzri Kanshayim Pana Nephthalim. You don't have to say anything at all.
So, do they have to be... Is it a din in the fact that it was in both of their hands together?
Zakt Rashi, because it was both of their hands together. And look at the last Rashi on the Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. Rashi says, Metach Zdei Shneim. And I have to tell you right now, Tosos does not learn like this Rashi. But Rashi says, Metach Zdei Shneim, Shneim Adukim Bo, Shneim Shluchim. They're both Shluchim and they're both holding on to it. What do you mean they're both holding on to it? When they say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav, they're both holding on to it. Yes.
So the main point coming to Rabbi asked that if the whole point is for Kiyum, then what is special about holding on to it?
Yeah.
So what would be what would be the better option?
No, any option. If there's two guys there, and one guy gives it, and they both came from Chutz Laretz, don't say anything. Why do they both have to be holding on to it?
I mean, what, two guys are there and one is holding it, that should work?
Yeah, why not?
Does Rashi literally mean holding here? It doesn't mean like a metaphor.
Now, if you learn the Gemara, you can learn the Gemara metaphorically. Rashi says, get yotze metachas de shneihem. The get is coming from both of them. That's the problem here. That could be metaphorically. Therefore, Rashi says, I want to tell you a translation of this, adukim. Adukim is a very specific word. Adukim means holding on to it. Rashi is saying it specifically, adukim. Now, well, let's see. Now, look at the top Rashi of Tezayin on the base. One second. Look at the top Rashi of Tezayin on the base. Four lines down. The Ikasha. And if we can ask a question. Kivin the self Shnayim Hain, since there's two people staying there, Mali Shneim Shluchim, what's the difference of both are Shliachs? Mali Echad Mehem, what's the difference of one is a Shliach? Hare Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai. There's Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai. So going into this question, most Rishonim say, going into this Rashi, Rashi's also asking, so why do you have to be holding on to it also? Why do you have to have this whole thing? Zot Rashi, Lo Plug Rabbanan, Ben Ba'im Chaburis Anashim, Revo Yechidi. There's no difference between two people or three people coming and one person giving, or one person coming by himself and giving. When one person comes by himself and giving, does he have to say Fayinakta Nachtav? Yes. When one person gives and the two people with him, Rashi says, oh, there you also have to say Fayinakta Nachtav, Lo Plug. But this isn't just a Lo Plug. Rashi explains it.
Why? Because one is coming?
Rashi, one second, wait. The Ein Mavchin Ubodek Be'ela Romucha Milsa in Bas Rahakshir Eze Romucha Milsa in Bas Rahakshir Eze Yachshiru Eze. Zok Rashi, you know what's going to happen? The Gemara here talks about people watching in Bez and making mistakes. So Rashi says, you know, when one person is holding on to a get and gives the get, a person sees it in court. He sees one person saying, oh, great. When if one person comes with another person and he doesn't say, a person is watching in court, he doesn't know the whole story. It's called, Rashi calls it Eina Mavchen. What does Eina Mavchen mean? What? No, what does Eina Mavchen mean? What? You know what Havchana is? Understanding. Havchana, the word Havchana, Mavchen. You have to see something and be able to understand what's going on. People in court, they're going to see the same thing happening. They're going to see one person giving a get and not saying B'fai Nachtav, Nachtav. That's what a person in court is going to see. And therefore, if a person sees that, what's he going to say? You only say B'fai Nachtav, Nachtav. Therefore, Lo Plug. Therefore, whenever one person does it, you have to find out by Nechlev. People are going to make mistakes. But Rashi goes on, but when two people bring it, meaning two people holding on to it, Hevi'u milsa demukhacha. You realize it's different. Two people holding out to a get. Hey, that's different. V'roshchichahi. It's not shchiach. People are going to see, hey, what's going on here? V'ro itmer achmer bei rabbanan. There the rabbanan didn't say you have to say fine enough. There it's enough. Hey, there's people to be mekayim it. That's enough. So when two people are adukim, no one's going to make a mistake. No one's going to say, oh, you don't have to say fine enough. People are going to say, this is a weird case. You cannot make rules from weird cases. In a regular case, they'll see one person doing it. It's the normal case. You don't make rules from weird cases. Yes?
Does this answer, though, why they both have to be shlichim?
What?
This doesn't answer why they both need to be shlichim, they both need to be holding on to a wedding.
That's a good question. But it's not a good question. You see, I got how to put this down right, how to answer it. Can a non-shliach say b'fayin natav, b'fayin natav?
Why not?
You can't. It's a Mishnah, only a shliach. Only a shliach can say b'fayin natav, b'fayin natav. A regular person can't. Therefore, they have to be shluchim. Rashi has to be talking about adukim. Right? Because you have to be shliach to say b'fayin natav, b'fayin natav. Yes.
So, in other words, if one guy is there holding it and one guy is next to him and each of them say one thing, people might think when one guy comes by himself, he only has to say one thing.
Which is puzzle. Or say it that way. I like to say it, they don't say anything, but you can say it that also.
Is there an Indian before shliach brings a get, technically a guy needs to give the get to the girl? Technically, in order for the
Gershon
to be...
After he said fine enough, he gives
it. No, without a shliach.
What?
Without a shliach. In a regular case...
A regular case, a guy gives a girl a get, doesn't say anything.
And he gives it to her hand.
Yeah.
Could it be that perhaps Rashi is taking a side on the mega topic of, is a shliach like the person himself, or is he... Is he like the Mishalayach, or is he just acting as an agent on behalf of the
Mishalayach?
Okay. The reason I'm saying...
Thursday.
I can't wait till Thursday.
Thursday.
The reason I'm saying that is because...
I know what you're saying. Thursday.
Wait, yes. I'm not saying when Rashi said, look, when he came alone, or he came with two others.
Right. Came alone or he came with others, there, go pull. You always have to say, fine enough, fine enough.
He's holding the get, right?
Yeah, but if two people are holding the get, that's a weird case. People will not say, oh, I saw this in Bezdin. You don't have to say, because that was a weird case. People will not talk about weird cases.
Why
because two people holding on to a get and giving it to a lady is weird. That's weird.
So
no one's going to say, oh, you don't have to say, fine enough, fine enough. They're going to say, hey, I saw a weird case. I can't talk about weird cases.
So they're not going to generalize it.
Right, yeah. Yes.
According to Rashi, within Rabbah, if two Edom came, and one said, B'fayin natav, and one said, B'fayin natav, or when they asked B'fayin natav, Shema, only one of them replied, but how would Rashi say according to Rabbah? In that case, when two Edom come, and it's like, is it B'fayin natav, only one of them responds? Or if one of them say, B'fayin natav, and one says, B'fayin natav.
Okay, that's the Gemara of Tes Zayin and Mabez, which we're not going to go into until we get there. Okay? We're losing them fast. Okay. Let's go on. The other, the Suyi Beit, Inamim Dim Dini Barit Yisrael. Medim Dini Yisrael, let me finish this. Kigon Yehuda V'Golo, like Yehuda and Golo. Tzavka Daitach Hashda, Dro Shricha Sheyarta. We say there's no caravans going. According to Rabba, who's not choshish from Mizuyev, you don't have to say anything. According to Rabba, you'd have to say it. Inami ba'osa medina, kigon me'ir le'ir, v'medina achas, like city to city, in one in one country. This is a very hard Rashi, I have to tell you. I also have to tell you, nobody knows Pshat in this Rashi. So we're not going to try here, Rebbe. I'm just telling you, nobody knows what this Rashi is talking about. That means, you know what Rashi is saying here? Rashi is saying, oh, what's the last nafkamina is, Ba'osa Medina, Medina Sayyam. Ba'osa Medina Sayyam means what? According to Rabbah, why do you still have to say? Right. Now, Rashi says here, Ba'osa Medina could go me'ir, Medinachas, one city to another city. What happens if the next block? I send the Shriach to give my wife a get the next block. Should the Shriach have to say, Fainakav? Point to Rabbah?
Yes.
Nabakim. So why is Rashi saying ear to ear?
Including other things that Rabbah would hold of that. What? He's making his words for what Rabbah holds. Spanning how much space you can have between them. By the way, the same Medina that people he's saying, it's people that travel back and forth.
You think Rashi of Rabbah is talking about Rabbah?
Why not say Rabbah would say in the same ear, you don't have to?
Because Rashi's going to Gemara. The Gemara says, Inai Ba'osa Medina, Gamir Meir Bemdina Achas. According to Rabbah, you would have to say. According to Rabbah, you wouldn't have to say. Right? So now what are you saying?
Maybe we would have thought that if it's far enough within the same Medina, you would need to say Pananatham, even according to Rabbah. He's saying not that way.
I don't know why you think that. It all depends if Shiras and Mitzuyas or not.
Well, that's what he's defining. He's defining where Shiras and Mitzuyas are. He's saying that it's country borders and not how far something is away from one
another. I can't believe that's what Rashi means. I'm sorry.
Rashi
does this another time also, by the way.
Where is
it? I'll find it. I'll go home and I'll look, but there's another Rashi in the first six pages that says it. I'll find it. Yes?
Beis Din allowed to testify for Lishma or not?
What does that mean?
Are you allowed to ask Beis Din if something was signed Lishma, where it was signed? If they can, then maybe Rabbah would hold in the same ear when you could just walk over to the Beis Din, then maybe you don't do that. Within the same year, you can just go to the Beis Din. But from year to year, you're not going to travel a city, but within the same city, if the Beis Din can testify that it's a Shema,
okay.
To worry about.
Chanukah time, the Feyam Beis. Yes.
When we say that one eighth says,
when we go to the Chanukah restaurant.
Yes.
When we say when one eighth says Chanukah and the other one says Chanukah,
yeah.
Did they both need to see both? And then just one says the one and the other says the other, or?
Let's not learn that now, that's on top of Zion. There's nothing to do with us right now. Let's not learn that now. I just want to keep focused on what we're learning. So we have three things here. We have three differences. I asked you to see the Torah's Gittin during Seder. Did everyone learn the Torah's Gittin?
Yeah.
You learned the Torah's Gittin. So tell me this question. That was a mistake, by the way.
That
was
the first
thing
before I said.
What? Okay. Can anyone tell me what the Torah Skittin's kasha is? Yes.
Why didn't the Gemara list one of the Nafkaminas being that according to Rabbah, the Baal is Ma'ar, then we would have to listen to be on that
either? Do you understand that question? What? Okay, 1 second. Yes?
I thought, the big question was, why can we adjust the Shliach main premise just for the Lishma and not the actual...
Okay. Let me explain what he's saying. Let me explain this. According to Rabbah, the Mishnah is a Chiddush, right? The Mishnah is a Chiddush. You must say b'fayinachtav. But what else is a Chiddush in the Mishnah? That one person who says b'fayinachtav is believed, right? And it's believed, Fainakra Inakta. Let's say, according to Rabbah, let's say if a according to Rabbah, okay, let's go according to Rabbah first. According to Rabbah, before that, then listen closely. Then the Baal comes in Ma'arer. What's the din? What? You're Skyim Bechotz. No.
We don't accept
it. We're already Mekayim. If the guy comes in, the guy comes in, nothing. Nothing. Now, what?
Like before we get to that Gemara, though. The Gemara isn't sure about that yet. So maybe this could, maybe he's asking before we learn through that thing, and that's exactly.
Very good. And that's why the Torah's Gittin says, and this is the truth, meaning it's not that we haven't gotten to it yet. That's the whole point of the Mishnah. There's no, we got to get to that. The point of the Mishnah, according to Rav, is when an aid comes, he says, so therefore, if the Baal is Ma'ar, what's going to happen? Nothing. So always show him, say, that's the whole point of the Mishnah. It's not further. That is the point of the Mishnah, according to Rav. Now, according to Rabbah, Rabbah says, he's believed to say Fainat Fainatav. Why is he believed to say Fainat Fainatav? Lishma. So you believe for Lishma. What happens after that? The Baal comes and says, hey, it's Mezuyev. Now what? Now what? The Baal comes and says Mezuyev. Now what? Let's get up the coin to Rabbah. The Adam say Fainat Fainatav, and the Baal comes and says, it was Mezuyev. What's going to happen? Why should he need Kiyam? Tell me why.
The issue is
just for the Shema. Because his worked for the Shema. It didn't work for Kiyam. Maybe for Kiyam you need two witnesses.
Why
it didn't
it
work
for
Kiyam. What?
Why can't it work for both?
Did Rabbah say, what did Rabbah say?
Rabbah said the main issue is the Shema, but perhaps he didn't need to say it because he's like, obviously we came in and did Yura on it, it would work.
Why?
Because it works for Rabbah.
But the ear doesn't work for Rabbah. The Fainatav works for Rabbah.
Right.
Why? Because that's what the Rabbanan made up Fainatav for Kiyam. According to Rabbah, did the Rabbanan make Fainatav for Kiyam?
There's an additional reason. That
no, there's no such Gemara. No, it's not.
But they wouldn't have put in Netam.
Well, the Gemara asked that. That's a different question than Gemara. That's a different question. That's a good question. The Gemara asked that. But there's an answer to that. But the Gemara asked that.
Don't
yes.
We come to that eventually? That Rabbah really holds
with
that?
We're not talking about eventualities. We're talking about now in the Gemara. Now in the Gemara, where it is not eventual. Not eventual.
And yeah, it would need to be time for some of it at that point.
Yeah, so therefore, the Torah's Gittin says, right now, at this point in the Gemara should say, I have another nafkamina. And this is probably the best nafkamina. It's better than all three nafkaminas in the Gemara. Because all three nafkaminas in the Gemara are certain cases. This is the regular case. Regular case, guy says, Fainatav, and the Baal is Ma'arer. According to Rava, Baal's ear is not believed. According to Rava, the Baal's ear is believed. This should be the first nafkamina that Torah is getting asked. It's a tremendous question.
But it's not MS.
What?
That's not
okay, but that's why I started off today with Rish Kiv Eger. Two pieces of Gemara are separate pieces of Gemara. This piece of Gemara has nothing to do with Emes. Right, that's the Emes.
Okay.
That's the Emes.
Why does it work for Rava?
According to Rava, why do you say Fainatav?
For
Kim. Therefore, if the Baal's Ma'arer, nothing happens. According to Rava, why is Fainatav? What does it work for?
Shema.
Does it work for Kim?
No.
So if the Baal's Ma'arer, you would have to make Kim. That's the best nafkamina.
Okay,
that's Torah's Gittin's question. It's the best question. I remember in Shir, Reb Nachum said, and Iran asked this question on Daf Hey. I remember him saying those words, and I looked at all of Daf Hey and Iran, and I can't find it. Okay? I remember him saying, and Iran asked this question on Daf Hey.
Okay.
Yes. So, one second. So, the Torah's Gittin says a Chiddush. Torah's Gittin says a Chiddush that people have been trying to figure out forever. Maybe you guys can figure out. It says, and not because of your svara, Miles. Not because of your svara. Tosgitin says, even according to Rabbah, once you say b'fanai netla, b'fanai netla b'shema, it works for kiyam also. Why is that true? He says, so how do you answer this question? How do you answer, he says, how do you answer my question? That's not nafkamina. Why wouldn't it be nafkamina? That would work for kiyam also. So he says, you see that even according to Rabbah, b'fanai netla works for kiyam. And the question is, what does he mean? What's the svara behind that? What you're saying doesn't. I'm saying doesn't.
Maybe you see Rabbah agrees to Rabbah because he's saying that the same reason that it works for Lishma.
It's not Rabbah. Rabbah doesn't agree with Rabbah. That's this gemara here. Rabbah does not agree with Rabbah. He still says, even though Rabbah doesn't agree with Rabbah, but it works for Kiyam. That's the big chiddush of the Torah's Gittin, and Rav Nachman says the Ran's chiddush also. Yes.
Isn't it dig from the Gemara? Because the Gemara says if you didn't say find out that he is Ma'ar, then you have to be Chaim Tosma. But if it was, if you did, then it would be Chaim.
Yeah, that's the Gemara about Rava, not Rava.
The Mishnah for that.
Yeah, that's his question.
So it's not that it would be Chaim if you did say find out. So you can't say that it doesn't work. It has to work.
Where you see this in the Mishnah?
The last line of the Mishnah says,
that's talking about maybe get very strong, where there's no Rabbah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'll tell you what Rav Nachum said about this, which he says, the Torah's Gittin is a really, really, really good Svara. And the Svara is this. If you say something's in Lishma, if you say something's written in Lishma, that means you're saying the Ksiva and the Chasima were Lishma. If it's mezuyif, is it possible to be mezuyif lishma? Is that a possibility even? Mezuyif lishma. What does it mean?
Mezuyif is forged.
It was forged lishma.
For her.
It was forged for her. Is that possible to say that?
No.
So in the words of lishma, what are you saying?
That it's not mezuyif.
That's not forged. You must. It cannot be lishma. A forged thing is a joke. A joke can't be lishma. Rabbi Nachum said in Yiddish, it's a spiel. You know what spiel means? Again, the joke. What could be lishma? A real ksiva and a real chasima could be lishma. Therefore, when you say lishma, you were also saying it was a real ksiva and a real chasima. Therefore, if you believe you in lishma, you must believe that it was a real ksiva and a real chasima. And Rav Nachum said, that's what the Torah's Gittin means. It's unbelievable. That's why it's not enough community, because even according to Rabbah, when you say Lishma, you are saying it's a real Chasima. It's a great word. What? And therefore the Baal can't be Marah. Because we believe them.
What's Rabbah?
How can Rabbah say that? I think you're saying that, right? How can Rabbah then say that? Like, we need your character, like, we assume it's going to be Lishma, but what we need is the validation. Like, you can't have, like, Rabbah's saying, though, that we do the assumption that people are going to interpret that it is written Lishma, however, we need that validation, right? How can you say that?